Well, Edgar got scared backstage, so we had to come back out. Those fluorescent lights, they don't do much for you, you know. Have those royals been in the news lately? The royals. The royal family.
Those royals.
I'll do the other songs. Never mind. I'm always the last to know.
Going to do a medley, a brace of fiddle tunes.
Contra and Western.
These are contra dance tunes that I learned up in New England. What's so funny? New England. Ah. It's like Southern chauvinists. I get it. That's okay. It's nice down here too. I used to play a lot of dance stuff. I know they've got a big scene like that in a lot of these towns down here. Knoxville is a lot of contra dancing. Anyway, the northern tunes have sort of a slightly different flavor to them, and this is a set of three of them. The first one is called Lady Walpole's. Many of them are named for people, and there apparently was a person named Lady Walpole. And then Batchelder. Walpole was her last name.
Why?
Because it was her parents' name. They emigrated from Scotland and they couldn't.
Somebody had to
see a wall and a pole and a wall.
This is fascinating, isn't it? I think we better. Anyway, Lady Walpole's real, Batchelder's real, and this third one is called Macklemoyles, and I think it has some other names. Macklemoyle. It sounds funny, doesn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't name a tune Macklemoyle. What kind of name is that?
You don't have to, because there already is one.
Okay. We're just furthering the study of fictional anthropology. Yeah, that last tune was a Cajun tune. Thanks, Edgar. We have records for sale. We tune because we care.
We do. Well, why don't you come talk to us afterwards? We'll hang out by the record table, and we'd love to meet you. Anyone who cares to, you probably don't want to meet us, but we want to meet you.